Understand me? Not mothers in Israel, these. They were really representatives of hell in the way that they influence. Now this kind of person was brought to death. Jesus brought these powers to an end. That's what you're to see. You've got to come to a place that if even what I'm talking to you about is striking a chord in your heart and the Spirit is showing something to you, you have got to renounce. You've got to mortify those tendencies that you might see in yourself to be a manipulating matriarch. Oh yes. To be an old man. You know, some ladies, I tell you, some of you families, get away from your kin. Don't you go living next door to them. Give your kids a chance to form their own life. Don't you be a Christianized matriarch and go, oh, I love my grandkids. I want to be near my grandkids. Let your daughter look after the kids. They're hers, not yours. I mean it. I mean it. Some sons-in-law are wimps. They need to say to mother-in-law, get out. They do. Leave us alone. It's amazing. We were somewhere, we were staying in a house, weren't we? And lovely woman. Chinese folk. And he's a pastor. And the wife begins to open her heart to us as we're there for a few days. She begins to open her heart and her husband. And this and well, all I needed to do, I said, bring me a picture. Let me see a picture of your mother-in-law. She bought the picture, saw the picture. She's a dominant old boot. She's a witch. She's a witch. Do you know what she was doing? She wanted to have the grandkids living with her 10 months a year. Everything that the daughter-in-law did was wrong. They were indulging. And, of course, her husband was a bit of a wimp. Nice fellow. Nice fellow. You know, with the eyes up. All right? It's amazing when you realize the way that sorcery and witchcraft and power can work in families. And when you begin to see it, you've got to renounce it. You have to understand that Jesus brought it to an end at the cross purposely because it is all defiled by sin. He brought it to an end so that he could replace it with the power of the Holy Ghost, with the power of a new life, with the power of new relationships, with the power that liberates people to be who they are. Because you know that intimidation prevents people from being who they really are. Manipulation prevents people from being who they're meant to be. Am I right or wrong? Whereas the power of God is the power of the crucifixion. Now you have to become a person, if you're to know the power of the cross, you've got to come to know the Christ of the cross, and he will lead you to your death. He will lead you to your self-mortification. Now there's a nice word for you. Mortification. Not multiplication. Mortification. All right? Hallelujah. Mortification. Let me show you a couple of times where that word comes, because it has got to come into your life. It must be something. So where would we find it? We would find it in Romans 8, at least on one occasion there. And it says, if you want to use a more up-to-date phrase, put to death. Put to death. But in Romans 8, If you live, verse 13, after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Isn't that good? What does it mean in verse 14? That first little word with three letters is for. For as many as are led. That suggests to me, as Paul is linking up verse 13 and 14, he is saying that people who are being led by the Spirit are being led to self-mortification. Now, I heard something this morning, for instance, where a man was saying that he has a verse from a psalm which I didn't recognize because it was a metrical psalm, a metrical rendering of one of the psalms, where that he suggested that we put on our TVs. And it went something like this. Lord, keep my eyes from viewing vanity. Keep my eyes from viewing vanity. Now, you know that 90% of what's on the TV is vanity. I mean, Oprah is vanity. Most of the soaps and that are vanity. It's vanity. American Idol is vanity. Canadian Idol is even worse. Vanity. Lord, keep my eyes from seeing or viewing vanity. Now, for some of you, that's not an issue because the you right off your head. But for some of you, it would be mortification to turn that thing off or get it out of your house. Mortification. For some of you, to not watch the Super Bowl would be mortification. For some of you, thank God we got a meeting that Sunday night. The crummy ads and all the rest of it. And the game's not usually very good anyway. But you know what I'm getting at? For some people, mortification comes in certain realms, in certain lives. It differs from lives to life. It means put to death. If you would know the power of God's Spirit, you must know that the power of God enables you to put to death. And if you're being led by the Spirit, you see, some of you give way to bitter thoughts. And if you be led by the Spirit will empower you to put to death, to put off those bitter thoughts, those angry thoughts, those jealous thoughts, those envious thoughts, to recognize them for what they are. This is part of the power of God. Isn't it wonderful power? That what you were unable to do, you couldn't put on the New Year resolution not to think bitter thoughts anymore. But through Christ and by the Spirit, you are able to mortify. Put to death. And I tell you, it's true. It's true. You see, the reason why you're able to do it is because they've all been put to death. That kind of man's died. So really, you are just affirming what's been done. In your self-mortification, as you put to death, you are just confirming historically and now in your life what was done 2,000 years ago